Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Without a Doubt. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Where are you? James. Chapter 1. Why do you think the Lord's talking to us about these things? He's a faith God. He's preparing us for what He has prepared for us. And so He has to get you ready. Because elsewise, if your faith's not there and your vision is not there, it'll just overwhelm you. You just look at it and go, oh, no, that could never be. And that'll be the end of it. Looking back, I can see it took the Lord 3 years of intense, concentrated word to get Phyllis and I to the place where we would have enough faith to say yes when He directed us to come into the ministry and go to school. I didn't know what He was doing, but it took Him 3 years before He could talk to us about it. Do you hear what I'm saying now? What do you mean? Why wouldn't He just talk to you? It wouldn't have been any use. Sometimes in ministry, people don't understand that. I have said I've been to places before where I was there for 2 weeks and couldn't get out what I had in my heart. And people look at you like, what? Just say it. It's not that simple. How many remember Jesus talking about him that has ears to hear it? What is that? Well, most all of them had some skin flaps on the side of their head. What's he talking about? They had a receptacle that could receive the audible tones. That's not what he's talking about. Can you hear it means can you receive it? And can you believe it? What will you do with it, or will you reject it? If people are not at the place of faith to receive something, then many times you're better off not trying to talk to them about it because they'd reject it and now they're responsible. Better off working with them a while. Getting them up. And what is God doing with all of us right now? He's working with us. Why? He's got some stuff He wants to tell you. Ooh, He's got some big whopper stuff He wants to tell you about. But if He told you right now, you'd go, Mama. It took Him a bunch of years to get Phyllis and myself to the place where we'd say yes and come over here and start a church with a big place and no people. Not in a few weeks did He get us there. Did you hear me? And what He's been dealing with us this last couple of weeks is to go ahead and believe for the very best of these kind of airplanes in the world with no money. Because we were looking at the other one, we were thinking, now that'd be nice. He says, what about this? I'm going, huh, is that up there? He said, why wouldn't you get that? He asked us this. Why wouldn't you get that one? He don't ask you questions because he doesn't know the answers. Why wouldn't you get that one, Keith? I said, money? He said, that ain't what you teach. I go, right. So, we went and looked at one and fired it up and drove it the other day. And hey, I'm not just telling you that about an airplane. That's for you personally. What are you looking at? It keeps coming up, doesn't it? Why? God's preparing us. What kind of response does He want out of you? He wants to be able to take you by the hand. Come here, Brother Don. He wants to be able to take you by the hand and go, come here, Brother Don. Look up here. You see all those stars? Yeah. I'm going to do that for you. Just like Abraham, the father of faith. And what does he want Don to say? Thank you. There ain't no way. Uh-uh. What does he want him to say? What did Abraham say? What did he say? I believe it. Yeah. You can do it. I don't know how. I can't even see it. I can't wrap my head around it. But you can do it. Do it, God. Do it. Do it. And then he changed his name. And everywhere he went, he had the sound of Father of Many Nations. It was all over his tent, all over his business, all over his, everybody called his name, Father of Many Nations, Father of Many Nations, Father of Many Nations. We're the owner of an encore, owner of an encore. That's us. We're the owner of beautiful, amazing children's facilities. Yeah. We're the owners of paid for, wonderful youth facilities. Yeah. The best auditoriums, the best offices, the best parking, the best lands. It's ours. Yeah. We're the owners of it. Yeah. How about you? Yeah. What about you? There are things about you. Who are you? What are you? See. There are things on your list. You held it up here before the Lord last week. James 1. What would be the thing that would make your confession, your words, powerless and null and void? It'd be doubt. You're saying it, but you're doubting why you say it. You don't believe it. You're not fully convinced it's coming to pass. 3 years ago, When we got that first little bird, if I'd have said, I'm getting a new encore now, I wouldn't have believed it at that moment. It was taking all the faith that I had at the moment to believe I was getting that. So we're all at different places. And it's not what can you say, well, I'm going to be a multi-trillionaire by the end of the week. I said it. But do I believe it? You could say it. But do you really expect it to happen? You're fully convinced that it's going to happen? No. So then don't say it if you don't believe it. So then what do I say? It's going to be different for every one of us. Because it's not according to his power. It's according to our faith. And that's why you look and you talk and you pray and you feed your faith and you look and you talk and you pray until you get a witness. Something will come up in your spirit. And now you have confidence. Amen. And you really do believe that you can say this and it will happen.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, what is doubt? James 1. He said, verse 5, if any of you, that's a lot like whosoever, right?
Yeah.
Any of you lack wisdom. Let him ask of God. Now, see, this is a little different from mountain because wisdom is not a mountain problem. Wisdom is a good blessing. And every good gift and every perfect gift comes from the Father. It comes from him, so you can ask him for this good thing. This is prayer. Ask of God that gives to, not a select few, but all men liberally and upbraids not, and it shall be given him. That's as positive as you can say it. Because you did what? You asked for it. Here in the same book of James, he says, you have not because you didn't ask. Verse 6, but here's the qualifier. But let him ask how? In faith, what? That is another way of saying don't doubt. In fact, if you look up the words, sometimes it's the same word. This translated doubt or waver. What is doubting? It is, doubting is wavering. But let me give you more of a technical definition. The Greek literally means, and actually some other languages too, double. In fact, how you spell doubt? D-O-U-B. How you spell double? D-O-U-B. Can you see?
Yeah.
Double. Doubt is, you know, from the root of double. What does double mean? Two. Two. What would wavering be? Wavering about what? Between what? Two. Now, I know this is very simplistic, but man, this will get it. This will lock it down for you. When you're in faith, it can only be one thing. The outcome can only be one thing. One thing. Yeah, but what if? Can't be a what if. Until you can narrow it down to one outcome, and that's a good one, then you're not there. This might happen, I don't know, or this might happen, or it might not happen. Well, God may do it. He may heal you, or He may not see fit to. You just never know, but stay in faith. Impossible. You just spoke the contradiction of faith. Well, God might bring that old airplane in. And He might not. He might not see fit to. He might not want you to have that, Brother Keith. Because you just never know what God's going to do. Then faith would be impossible. Because faith begins where the will of God is known. Any church that is truly evangelistic will never tell somebody seeking the Lord, well, go on down there and pray. And He might save you. But He might not. And just say, Lord, Your will be done. If it's Your will to save me, save me. But nevertheless, not my will, but Your will. Somebody say, you're quoting Jesus. Yeah. But it's a misapplication. Did you know when Jesus, somebody said, well, that's what Jesus prayed, so you're supposed to pray like that. Then why don't everybody pray that way for salvation? No, we know better. Why? Because we've reduced it down to one outcome. Believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth. What happens? You get saved. Yeah, but He might not. No. You do and He will. Because we have faith there. Jesus was not having a healing meeting in the garden when He prayed that. Had nothing to do with healing or prosperity or blessings. He was committing to the will of God. And you should pray that way too, in committing to His plan for your life. But when the Bible shows you plainly what His will is, you don't put an if it be thy will when He's already told you what His will was. Are you with me?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, What is Doubt?, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1104A. That's R1104A, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.